Good morning, listener Orovillians.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, Wazo.
Good morning, Madame Renaud. Good morning.
So today is?
26th of December.
2004.
Teen.
And 2004 was a special day for the south of India.
Indeed. It was quite a day, it was.
Yeah, now we play a little bit of the program that has been realized by Danielle 1 year after this event. Listen to it.
בבוקר של 26 בדצמבר הייתי במיטה ישנתי.
וישרתי נטו בטרס.
מאני ורמוד, פסטי ורמוד. ויטלר.
שהסונאמי מגיע.
יצאתי
למרפסת. זה הרגע שהסונאמי תפס אותי.
So these are the voices recorded by Daniel 1 year after the event of the tsunami. And today we dedicate this off the cuff to the victims, first of all, and also to the older Orovillians. They gave a lot of time and work and money for recovering this huge event that struck the south of India and many other parts of the world. So that's issue is for them.
Indeed.
Renu, will you have some...
Yeah, what I would like to say is that although it was a very tragic event, I thought that Orville responded in a very direct way, cutting through all the nonsense and collaborating immediately. And it was really wonderful to see informal, effective collaboration without rules, without regulations, without committees actually happen. And there was an immediate response. And it was, it was something to see. The camp that was created, food was being distributed, money was pouring in from the world, and money was being distributed out. And so it was a perfect coordination and collaboration by everybody in every field, in every way. And it was really nice. And in fact, months later, it started getting more formal, and it was, I dropped out then because I really liked the whole spontaneous approach, which was very effective.
So, and you was where it was at that day, you remember?
I think I was in Kalabumi. It was just before to start the big festival, 4 months of festival in Kalabumi. So I think we did a special day in Kalabumi during this festival, if I remember well, yeah.
Me, myself, I was traveling at that day. First time in India traveling with my family, my son Edo, my wife and my daughter Atma. We were going south toward Rameshwaran, and it was quite strange because, I mean, usually as a family with small kids at the time, Edo, I think he had 5 years, and Atma 1 year, we were going to the beach every Saturday and Sunday, and that day was Sunday. So by some chance, we were in the middle of nothing when we received a call from someone from Italy that was screaming and say, where are you? We didn't understand what we were talking about because we didn't know anything about it. And we came to know from Italy that the wave struck India and there were a lot of troubles around the world. And
So you got the information coming from Italy?
Yeah, I came the information.
Actually, that was the thing that I thought was ridiculous, because the tsunami wave was actually traveling at 800 kilometers an hour about. And I found it ridiculous that it hit Chennai, you know. People could have been warned. A helicopter could have come down. Loudspeakers, you know, from the helicopter warning people. A lot could have been done between what happened. And I was shocked in this day of cell phone, satellite, buoys in the ocean and all that. But actually, when there's something, everybody stand there with their finger in their nose a little bit. So it was, I think it was a wake-up call, and it made also more global collaboration for all of that.
After that event, India has built up a network of sensors.
With the world.
Yes, and now we have alarm each time that we have a tsunami that may come after the earthquakes that happen so often during the... in the area of Sumatra and all this way, because there is a tectonic plate that are moving in that area, and it's easy get earthquake, but we never get luckily any kind of tsunami.
In fact, this earthquake was so violent, apparently it even changed the earth axis.
Yeah, it seems. That's what I remember. I have no clue if it was true, but...
It is true. Changed it by a few degrees, and I think it's called the Burma plate and the India plate that...
They bunch each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can take the very positive side of this event, that the Eurovillians came really together that day and they start to work doing something very practical since the first minute, and they didn't wait to have, I mean, a perfect job done, but they start to clean up immediately after.
Yeah, also the schools got involved, the children went, and that was also a very important thing, because people tend to get very insular into their routine. So this event actually broke the routine, and the schools had all, in, you know, organized these cleanups in the villages and helped the women who had lost everything, you know, look for their money, look for their gold, give it back to them when they found it and all. It was very positive, and I think it also brought the children closer to the people living around here and not just in their own bubble. So in that sense, it was positive. But it was tragic also because, you know, for me, I was like, God, we need to have swimming programs. There's a lot of people, you know, the wave here was very gentle.
Yeah,
compared to other places. So that, you know, I mean, if people had some basic swimming exercises and some, a lot could have been done to avoid the loss of life and destruction that actually occurred. But anyway.
How many people exactly have been victim?
I don't want to avenge. Altogether, 144, I think. That's around the world.
Around the world, yeah. 200, I read in the book, 260,000 people.
Oh, were in all over in the world, yes.
Yeah, I think in India, Tamil Nadu, we don't know.
I think 7,000 people from Chennai to Rameshwaram, and this is the number of... Gannagapattiman was of the worst heated place. And I think 7,000 people lost their life, plus Sri Lanka, something like 10 or 15,000. Mm. So it was a big tragedy.
And then even it went to Africa.
Yeah.
And people lost their lives there. I mean, you know, and this is like, I don't know how many hours later. So it just seems like, you know, you can make a phone call. See, people from Chennai
have
called.
The problem is that everybody phone at the same time. So suddenly all is busy, all there is no network. But what is the last update about this?
I have heard yesterday, I read in our network, Evinet, our net, that some German fellow from Shirma, his name is Raphael, now he is in touch. He's in touch with some German NGO or whatever. They are providing information regarding these events, and in case we will see
there's a cell phone,
yes, there will be an alarm coming from Germany and reaching this fellow, and this fellow will share the information, and that's where we are in Oroville. So
And it was also Mila's birthday, so happy birthday, Mila.
Happy birthday, Mila.
Yeah, and they were actually all in Kalaveli Swamp when it happened with my kids, and I was like, oh. But so I called them and they were like, what? So they were right next to the ocean, and, you know, Kalaveli is next, not too far from the ocean, and it's connected sort of brackish water.
Do we know how many money came in Oroville? Do we know?
That is a good question. We can call immediately the BCC. No, nobody answered. No idea.
I think quite a lot of money came in, and quite a lot of money went out. Yeah. And a lot of things happened after that. Look, well paper came out of that. The Tsunamica came out of that. A lot of also positive coastal management and other kind of,
benefits
did come out of it. So it was terrible. And I'm sure for the people who lost their lives, I mean, look, even Mani, who works at the Morgan Cafe, lost his parents in the tsunami. So that's part of what...
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So what else, fellow? Today we started with this tragic event of 10 years ago to celebrate it, and now we can go in our celebrating our Oroville things. Renu, you have something to share?
I always have something to share.
We can start with you.
Okay.
So, I wanted to talk about Facebook, because a lot of us are sharing our old pictures on Facebook, and there's a couple of different sites. One is called Old Timers of Oroville from 68 to 78, and a lot of archive pictures that are being uploaded there. And I want to encourage people who've been to Oroville in the past and have any pictures in their archives to please share them on Facebook amongst the people. And recently, last night, in fact, I friended a man who used to live here. His name was François Bouquet, and he shared some old pictures. He was here in the early days, and in fact, in the conversations in the agenda, you can listened to him introducing the mother to the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, and I always found that conversation, I was very grateful, actually, and I told him I'm really grateful that you shared that whole zeitgeist with the mother so that people could see how flexible and informal and, I mean, just to see that mother was not like how people might imagine, and she could really tell, like, she was like, oh, I can tell that this is a force that is, you know, they're popping the mental bubble and they're moving on. So she could see through and see the essence of that force. And I sometimes feel like we put mother in a box with a bit of incense in front, and so I'm very grateful.
Yeah, it's very good. Can you clarify? I mean, can you open a little bit more about it? I'm curious about. She was quite old at this time, I think it was.
She was, yeah. She would have been 90. She would have been close to. She would have been close to 90 at the time, and you know, he came up with these recordings, and he played. You know, it was also the beginning of Oroville, 1968, 69. So yeah.
And he played this music to her, and she was appreciating somehow.
Yes, very much so. And she said, oh, it's definitely part of the
process of evolution.
New force that is descending on Earth. And she said, it's chaotic, but it's going beyond the mind. And you can see, she says, oh, it's like a... Yeah, like beating on the mind. It's over. The mind is over.
So we are not illegal playing and listening rock music in order.
No, and that made me so happy because to read that later on, because I grew up in a much more formal kind of understanding of how people see, you know, the mother and da da da, and it's much more. You know, much more formal than that. So I got to thank him. He's still alive. And
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we can borrow also the LP. We can listen to it the same, no?
I would like to know which were the songs he played for them. I should ask him.
Probably it was I Can Get No Satisfaction.
Maybe. I think it was a bit earlier because I think that came a little bit later.
Yeah, this vital rebellion against the mental constructions, no?
It was, exactly.
This, we still have this kind of stuff. Is that why we need artists to broken all this mental structure that we have here? And in one way, we are...
And in fact, he lived in Srima. So funny, we're talking about the tsunami. François Bouquet lived in Srima. He was one of the first.
You see?
Yeah.
The thing comes together.
Yeah.
Oiseau?
Yeah, I forgot where I was.
Sorry. The mental construction.
The mental construction. This is horrible, this mental construction. So suddenly this rock music came. Personally, I never loved too much the Rolling Stones. It was not my... There was bad guy. I was more Catholic, coming from the Catholic good guy. The Beatles was the good guy.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones, the bad guy.
So when you start to change, because you change quite a lot.
Yeah, it's true. Because when I discovered that I was too much white with my enfant de cœur, how you say that, the children?
Choir boy
with my white dress. One moment, I found that too much horrible, this white purity, you know. So then slowly by, I don't know, in a kind of...
I think Jung would call that the beginning of individualization, when you start, and Paulette will be very happy to hear this, accepting your shadow.
My shadow, my evil persona, the monster inside me. So what's happened to me, I realized that I have to go in my darkness, in this... But how to do that? Aha! Before I was going to just that with some light from my mental constructions, activists, meaning, hey, know this, know that, know this.
But then suddenly, what happened?
I discovered India. It takes time for me. It took time. But suddenly in India, I discovered that even here, you know, even a punk that arrived in Bombay with this stuff, suddenly when he met some sadhu, completely naked, he's nothing, this poor guy, this punk, after some moment with the sun, the crête, how you call that?
His
fell down, he has to put
more
stuff, have to put out, the new future disaster, he has to put these boots of Santiago out, suddenly he has to put this Om Baba stuff. And the guy from the new future, that completely from this darkness, suddenly has to touch points. This is what's up. But I'm still in the darkness. You know, I feel that I'm becoming my own monster. There is so many spiritual people here, so nice, so wonderful, that more and more I want to become an enemy of that. I want to be in the darkness, total darkness. Why? Because I am only made of matter inconscient matter. I am here by azar and necessity, you understand? There is no...
Don't tell that to the entry group.
Yes, it's by azar and necessity.
Azar and necessity is not enough to join all.
There is nothing else, you know, there is only monster. This is what I feel today.
Well, I don't know, that's interesting and definitely... Oh, okay. Bon, I don't know. How do you feel about your monster?
That's great. You are a great monster. I love monsters myself. Also,
yeah, because you know, monster, when you come from the darkness, you can make only progress to go to the light.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
totally
so
true.
I am in a process
of evolution. Getting better and better.
Yeah, yeah, and better. But I use this vital darkness power
to start with.
To start to be more light, more like a bird flying like that. But I think it's Madame Renaud.
Madame Renaud, we have just Monsieur. 1 minute.
1 minute for
anything
conclusions.
To complain?
Are you a monster? Did you have something to complain today?
What's happened? I also have...
You did not complain today. What's happened?
What? You know
satisfied.
What? I tell you what the thing is. I've been eating only apples for 3 days. So it's changing my personality, which is exactly
apple?
What I wanted.
Same
any
as
old apple.
What kind of apple? So for the Réveillon, it was super good. No Christmas this year. Only apple.
I even cooked for them, can you believe it? And then I sat there and ate my apples. So I am doing Edgar Cayce. You know, I have a man that I really like very much. And he lived in the past and he was called the Sleeping Prophet in America. And this is one of his cleansing thing. And I'm trying to find the causes of this allergy. So I'm trying all kinds of things. So as a result, it's affecting my mood, I think. Mm-hmm. So this is a good thing.
I have only one advice.
I'm generally quite énervée.
Yeah, so. You are énervée. To finish this, I advise you. Some lemon, some hot water, and with some honey. Okay.
I think I remember this for Andrea.
Yeah,
I think
it's work for her.
Yeah, yeah. It was working. It was perfect for me.
Ah, you see the conclusion of today.
Yeah.
Huh? Hot water, honey, and lemon.
And lemon.
A lot
bye.
Bye bye.
À la prochaine.
À la prochaine.